Good morning, my little lovers. Today is Monday, February 12th, and these are the astrological aspects for the first half of the week ahead. Coming at you live from New York today, guys, where I am excited for a week of adventures, friends, and calls from the past that will make for an interesting week ahead. The first few days of the week bring some exciting energetic shifts, for sure, but for the most part, it's a fairly chill and mostly positive energetic momentum that will have all of us going full steam ahead very soon. So guys, let's jump into it and see what the first half of the week has in store for us. Excuse me. All right, guys, Monday the 12th. We start off with the moon, which controls our emotions, coming to sextile Mars, the ruler of action and the god of war. This should have you waking up with a can-do attitude and feeling like you're ready to take on the world and make some decisions about the road ahead. Shortly after that, the moon will move into Aries, which should have you guys feeling very excited and like a fresh start has arrived, especially on the emotional level. Moon will then sextile Pluto, and there could be some interesting reveals that come up within your day that could put forth more excitement and hope, or perhaps even a little intrigue. Also in the morning, my loves, Mercury, the ruler of communication, travel, technology, and more, will come to semi-square Neptune, the ruler of our dreams, perceptions, illusions, and delusions. So right out of the gate, I didn't write this, but I'm side noting myself, right out of the gate, since Mercury controls communications, it could be that you guys get some kind of communication on some level, or a conversation, an email, a text message, whatevs. And because the square, which is stressful or, you know, tense or static energy, is with Neptune in perceptions, illusions, and delusions, you might not be seeing things totally clearly. So stop, drop, and energetic roll before you have a knee-jerk reaction. So guys, this may not be the news that you wanted, or it may come up that in order to proceed forward with something, you're going to have to make some extra sacrifices. But yes, guys, this could be you getting a no. This could also be when you give a no, or something might not be what you thought it would be at this time, as the rose-colored glasses at least come down a little bit. A door could be closing at this time, guys, but remember, when one door closes, another always opens. I also get a sense that for some of us out there, this could be a reach out from something or someone from your past. If that's the case, guys, I would be a bit sensitive in your reaction, and I would also invite you to think before you speak. Later in the evening, Mars, the ruler of action, will move into Aquarius. And yes, oh yes, we do love this one. Also, since it's late in the evening, it really depends on where you are in the world, if this is happening Monday evening or early Tuesday morning. But regardless, guys, Mars moving into Aquarius makes some very intense and upward energy that will see all of us feeling energized and ready to take actions and do the things. Mars will now join Pluto and Mercury in Aquarius, ramping up the energy and opening the door to a very busy few weeks ahead. A lot, and I do mean a lot of progress will be made at this time and over the next several weeks, especially later this week on Friday when Venus joins all of them in Aquarius. And bam, guys, it's full fucking steam ahead at that time. But we'll discuss that more in the second episode later this week. Okay, kids, moving on to Tuesday, February 13th. And as I said, when one door closes, another always opens. And here comes a door opening when Venus, the ruler of love and money, comes to sextile Neptune, the ruler of our dreams, perceptions, illusions, and delusions. So there you go. The door is opening. You're getting something that you wanted, and it's most likely around a love and or money matter. A dream is coming true, guys, or at the very least, it's being offered to you. With Uranus and Jupiter currently housed in Taurus and giving Venus and her desires an extra boost, this should be a pretty major thing unfolding at this time on or around Tuesday. The sky is the limit, guys, on this one, and what you thought could never be could suddenly, in fact, be. Also on Tuesday, the moon is doing all kinds of nice things as it comes to sextile Mercury, helping good news or positive conversations to take place. Then it will sextile Venus, helping matters of love and or money to open up and move forward. And then it will sextile the sun, helping a sense of balance and clarity to arrive on topics that have felt less than certain. Okay, kiddos, moving on to Wednesday the 14th, and happy Valentine's Day for those of you who celebrate. All right, kids, we're starting the day off with some interesting energy, for sure, as Mars, the ruler of action and the god of war, comes to conjunct Pluto in Aquarius at the 0 degree. So first off, as a reminder, conjunctions are when two bodies are at the same degree in the same sign. So they're kind of on top of each other in the astrology chart. Also, as a reminder, I personally feel conjunctions are wild card vibes that really could go either way. So this could be secret actions being taken, or it could be us doing things under the radar. It's also entirely possible that actions are exposed at this time as well. Really depends on how this hits for you guys. It could be really good. It could be really, it could be really, who knows? But to me, this feels like secrets or secrets revealed. It could also be that you find out about something that has been going on. It's also possible that you find out about actions from the past. I wouldn't count that one out either, guys. So practical use on that, guys. It's a really interesting introduction to Aquarius energy. I also get a sense that this could open a door for some of you, right? As Mars sort of charges into Aquarius and says, all right, Pluto and Mercury, I'm here. Let's start doing the things. So however this hits for you guys, good or stressed, this feels like a little bit of a shocker or a little bit of like a power play or a punch at something where you're really just like, let's do this, right? Like, let's do this. Whatever it is, guys, it seems we are going to have some feelings about it right afterwards because the moon will square off with Venus, which could make us all a tad bit on the emotional edge. Moon will then move into Taurus, which is good and or questionable since Taurus is the stubborn sign. So if we are in a bit of a pissy mood because of whatever the Mars square, or not square, but Mars conjunct Pluto brought up, it could lock us into our emotions just a bit. Later on, the moon will then square off with Pluto and the cat is out of the bag, guys, as something comes to the surface and it could be a bit of a fire starter. After that, the moon will square off with Mars, and that one I want you guys to watch out for. With so much intense emotional vibes all hitting on Wednesday, moon square the Mars could have you taking actions before you really think it through. I would caution against this, guys, as once the feelings pass, you might regret the actions you've already taken. But if you already took them, you can't untake them. But fear not, guys. Later in the evening, moon will sextile Saturn, helping new bridges to be built. And then the moon will conjunct Jupiter, helping forward emotional motion to arrive. The bad mood is passing at that time. So, my loves, that is it for the first half of the week. And boy, oh boy, I think there are some pretty big surprises in store for us in the days to come. Later this week, we have a very interesting energy field coming into play when Venus moves into Aquarius, which means she will be reporting to Uranus. But Uranus is currently in Taurus, which means he's currently reporting to Venus. This dynamic energy will open a very unusual portal of energy that could see the two powers bouncing energy back and forth between themselves. Having Venus and Uranus both reporting to each other is a rare energy that will see extensive and exciting things unfolding with powerful, explosive forces within our lives. Things that never could be will suddenly have the chance to actually be. Not only will that happen, but you will have the chance to make our dreams, desires, and wants come true. There will be a lot of power coming in, especially for Tauruses and Aquariuses. So you guys keep that in mind, because those two signs will see the most explosive things happening over the next several weeks. But my loves, for the first half of the week, we could see some doors closing. That might be a little bit of a pill to swallow when it happens. But right behind that door closing, another will in fact be opening that will be showing you the path that will be a better fit for you to travel. With Venus in some positive aspects at the start of this week, I get a sense that some of you will be making some very interesting love connections, to say the least. I also get a sense that Venus and Neptune energy will be helping us all to put some complicated topics into proper perspectives in the days ahead. These aha type moments could see pretty powerful light bulbs going off over our heads as we come to see a situation or perhaps even a person clearly and then realize that an action needs to be taken. Many of us out there will be seeing what's been right in front of us all along as the situation comes into focus and a plan of action soon there follows. Many of us out there could feel very, very compelled to speak our minds this week, but also could feel very, very compelled to speak our hearts, as feelings boil up to the surface and suddenly come flowing out of our mouths. With Venus days away from departing Capricorn, not her favorite sign to be in, there could be a lot of truths that are coming out this week, and some could very well shock you. But once Venus does make her move into Aquarius, a new Venus vibe will be taking center stage as we get clear on what we want, who we want, and why we want it. This week, I get a strong sense that the bigger picture will be slowly but surely coming into focus as the path becomes clear, yes, for sure, but what becomes even more clear than that will be what our feelings are about it. We are entering a time when mind and heart will be merging together, or at the very least, they'll be sitting at the same table, working well together to decide what's next. There is a lot of influx of emotional energy this week, guys, to say the least. And this energy will be breaking through emotional barriers in very surprising ways. You might just be shocked at what comes out of your mouth or the mouths of others as Venus makes her exit from Capricorn and into Aquarius. The energetic tides are turning this week, and I get a sense that many of you will be coming to the end of one path. And as that end approaches, some interesting realizations will reveal themselves as things that once made no sense at all suddenly come back up, this time with answers. Past people and situations could very well be arriving this week to offer you a different perspective on the events that possibly drove you apart. The real question is, what will you do with those answers when they arrive? It's possible that lately, many of you have felt hesitation in seeking answers to questions that you have had, and namely because you're afraid of the answer you might get. And thus, you're instead writing narratives in your heads. But guys, I offer you this challenge if that's what you've been doing. An answer you don't like is still better than an answer you made up in your heads. It's high time we seek the answers we need and the truth we desire. Because no matter what the truth reveals, the truth always sets you free. Free to travel a new path. That's it for the first half of the week, my loves. I do hope this helped. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Marcus Barrington, and this is Daily Astrology. Be kind, be honest, let's emote and evolve together today, tomorrow, and always. Have a great first half of your week, guys. Talk to you on Thursday. Bye.